Kia ora, tēnā koutou katoa.
Welcome to Emirates Podcast, episode 422. Today is Friday, November 21st, 2025. I'm a cool boy these days. I don't have a hot dog anymore either. I have a cool dog. That's because this week the air conditioning was finally installed. And it's been a bit of a mission getting to this point, as has probably been clear. And I'll tell that story first, give a couple of updates and some other things that have been going on. And then just an item from the news that I thought was interesting, and you may as well, and probably haven't heard it. So, this week, the air conditioning was finally installed. Now, when I talked last time, I was sort of all over the place. But basically, the plan was that the guy was going to come, and he was going to give me a quote on removing the two existing heat pump systems and with an eye toward reusing them or something, possibly. And so that was going to be last week, Tuesday, I think it was. And in the end, I thought, well, it doesn't really matter for that right now. But he came anyway because they wanted to drop off the equipment for the installation, the outdoor unit and the thing that goes up in the attic. So they did that. And while he was here, we went over placement for where we thought the various vents would go, for the cooling itself and also the air return vents, because there are two of those. And so we did that, and that was basically that. Well, I... when they were getting ready to leave, and I said, about what time do you start? And he said, 8 a.m. Now, anybody who knows me in real life knows that inside myself, I was stifling a loud scream because I don't do anything at 8 a.m. anymore, if I can help. I mean, sometimes I just naturally wake up and I get up. But that's different than when you have to be ready to go for somebody to come and do work on your house or whatever. It's been a very long time since I've had to be up at that hour of the day, and by nature, I'm a night person. My chronotype, if you will, is night owl, and always has been. And so I find it very difficult to function at all, or well, anyway, in the morning when most people are off to work and so on. I'm still barely awake, even with a cup of coffee, I'm barely there. So that was the background. What I knew I had to do was I had to clear space for them to do their stuff, based on where we talked about the vents going. I knew I had to clear out underneath them, at least in my office and in the guest room, and also a bit in the bedroom too. But I also needed to clear out the space immediately in front of the breaker panel. Now, it wasn't 4 feet away or whatever. It was, I could reach to the breaker panel to reset a breaker or whatever, which is how I found out that the air conditioner was completely broken because it kept tripping the circuit. I don't remember if I talked about that before, but basically what happened is I came out one morning, it was off, and it was cold in the room. That's how I noticed it was off. And I looked up at it, the vents were open, but there were no light. The lights were on, but nobody was home. And so when I got a chance, I went, just flipped the breaker back on again, after I looked to see that it had tripped, and sparks flew out of it. So I thought, ooh, that's not good. So I thought, well, maybe it's a power surge because of both things were going at the time. So I went outside to the shutoff valve, shut that off, went back and turned the breaker back on, and then went out and turned the cutoff switch back on, and there was a bang. And I thought, okay, that's that then. And when I explained it to the guy when he was visiting for the quote, he said it sounded like a circuit board had shorted out. So that's the background to all that story. So he took what had been that circuit and then redid it basically so that it would be for the new unit, which is 32 amp instead of just the normal. But he had to be able to get to it to do that, whereas I could just, you know, reach over to flip a breaker if it tripped, which almost never happens until the air conditioner thing. I think the last time would have been like 3 years earlier, maybe, I'm guessing. So I knew I had to do that, and I did most of that on Tuesday night because they were going to be here Wednesday and Thursday, yesterday and the day before. And so I did that, and then I went to bed. I cleared a few other things out of the way or that I thought would be in their way and went to bed. And then I was lying there. Two things. One is that whenever I have to get up in the morning to do something, to go somewhere like a doctor's appointment or whatever, or if in this case somebody was coming to the house to do work at 8 a.m., I always have trouble sleeping. I'm really anxious that I'm going to oversleep or whatever, even though I set an alarm on my phone to wake me up. I still fret about it, and I keep waking up constantly during the night. This was no different. I ended up getting about 5 hours sleep on Tuesday night. Got up about 6:30 on on Wednesday, because I'd realized, and in this case, my anxiety was probably justified, I realized I'd forgotten to clear out the space in my office and the guest room underneath where the vents were going to go. And that was a major oops, but also meant I had to hurry up and do it before they got here. And I had, an hour and a half to do it and have a shower afterwards. And I did, and I got way overheated doing it because there was obviously no cooling in the living space or anywhere else, these other two bedrooms, my office or the guest room. So I got quite overheated, but I kept persevering anyway. Then when they got here, they started their thing, but Leo and I went and stayed in my bedroom, the main bedroom, our bedroom, sorry. He's right here. You might have heard me say that. Our bedroom. Because the heat pump there still works, and so it was cool in there. And I finally did cool down. It took me quite a while, actually. And this was after my shower and everything, and I was still having trouble cooling down. And so we stayed in there while they were doing their stuff. But then towards later in the afternoon, they had finished the main installation they needed to start on the ducts. And so they did the one for my bedroom. And so then Leo and I went out to the lounge while they were doing that. And then when they were done, we went back, I think. Well, they did one or two others. I can't remember. And they cut some holes in the ceiling. Now, the roof structure presented some difficulties. It turned out that the duct for my bedroom couldn't go where we'd planned. And it had to do with the fact the roof over the bedroom end of the house is considerably lower than the front of the house. And because it's a truss structure, there's very little room to get the ducts through. And so they had to put it in the place where the HRV vent had been, because it's a much smaller line. The HRV has a much smaller line. They just rerouted it and moved it along. Now, backing up for 1 second, pausing for 1 second, I'm keeping the HRV, at least for now, because it provides fresh air ventilation. It doesn't cool and it doesn't heat. It has that sort of effect, however, because in the summertime, at nighttime, when the temperature in the attic space falls, then it draws air in through its filters and blows it into the house, which means that it will probably be cooling off the house. But there's a thermostat, and it won't do it if the temperature in the house is cooler than the attic space. And in the winter, it's the other way around. So that was that. That was the first problem. There were also meant to be two air returns. We talked about putting one in the living area, in the farthest corner or whatever. And also another one is supposed to go in the hallway, which all the bedrooms in the connect onto. And it was supposed to be closer to the end where my bedroom is. However, again, the roof structure wouldn't permit that. Just there wasn't enough room. So what they ended up doing was putting it closer to the front, basically almost in line with the other one, but there's a door that's between the living area and the hallway. And, I'm very fatalistic about these things. I figure whatever will be, will be. But after they left, I went around to look at everything, and I realized they'd already installed the vent in my office, and it wasn't where I thought it was going to be. Now, to be clear, I don't care about that. It would have been much easier for them to get to that spot. And the spot where it is perfectly fine. However, that's not the spot I had cleared under. As a matter of fact, that's the spot where I moved everything that was under the spot where I thought it was going to be. Same thing happened in the guest room, but there was more. It wasn't as crowded in there, so it was easy for them to just move a couple things out of the way, and they were fine. They put it in the same basic position in the guest room as my office. So in the end, they got there, they got it all installed, and it was all great. And they tested it a bit on Wednesday, and especially on Thursday. While they went out for lunch, they had it running just to make sure everything was fine, and it was. And so they came back, they finished up the last little bits. They put the vents in the ceiling of the living area, and they also put in the second air return and put the grates and with the filters and all that stuff over them. And that was all fine. But on when we were talking about the vents in the living area, I said to him, honestly, I don't really care where you put them, is wherever you think is best. The only thing I do care about is that they are evenly spaced and in direct line with each other, because otherwise I'll sit in a chair and I'll notice it every time I look up. And so, and I was laughing. I wasn't like being mean or anything. But when they were done, he said to me that they'd gotten up their laser level to make sure that they were in a direct straight line. So they listened and they did as I asked. So it's all you can ask, really. So I have only had not even 24 hours yet, I don't think. About 24 hours with it running. And I noticed almost immediately that there was a huge difference. I'm sitting in my office now to record, as I always do, and it's actually cool in my office. And I noticed it was cool in the guest room. Since I moved into this house, neither my office or the guest room has been cool in the summertime, ever. And the entire lounge is cool. Of course, that had been before because it had a heat pump that was functioning. And my bedroom was cool for the same reason. And so part of the hallway nearest my bedroom was reasonably cool, but then it would warm up as it moved towards the front of the house where there was no cooling more recently. So now I seem to have achieved my goal, which is to have a reasonably consistent temperature throughout the house all the time. Now, of course, this is just the early stages of summer, although today it's supposed to hit tomorrow and the next day, 25, 26 degrees every single day. So it's entirely possible it's going to be quite uncomfortable outside anyway. So that'll be a good test to see how well this cools. Now, he did advise that I do what I had been doing already without air conditioning, which is to close the drapes on the patio side of the house to keep the sun out. And it's a good idea to do that anyway, and I have been doing that actually for years, ever since I've been in the house, pretty much, because it does keep it cooler in there. The air conditioner doesn't have to work as hard. But when the patio cover goes on, it will help with that for two reasons. It provides a teeny little bit of shade, but also it blocks the UV, which is where a lot of the heat comes from sunlight anyway. The air temperature, it can't do anything about, but it can block quite a bit of the heat from the sun. So that'll be good, and that could make things even better again when that happens. But in the meantime, so far I seem to have achieved exactly what I wanted, and I'm very happy about that. I chalk that up as a win. And it, as I've said before, it is something I wanted to do when I was going to move into this house, but I knew I couldn't afford it at the time, and so I just had a heat pump installed in my bedroom. The builder put the one in the living area. But I really did want to change it. And I didn't. Instead, I chose the solar panels, which it has been a good thing because it has definitely reduced my power consumption or how much I pay for power. But still, it's something I always wanted. And of course, now I have it. Now, last time, too, I also talked about having the blinds installed. And it's been a couple of weeks now, I think, since they've been put in. I'd have to go back and check that. But I think it's been a couple of weeks. And for refresher, I had them installed in the toilet room, not throne, bathroom and ensuite. And I've experimented a bit with them. I have done as I said. I closed the blinds in the ensuite in the late afternoon to keep the hot sun out, and that has helped. It's not perfect, but it definitely helps. The one in the bathroom I don't really touch, but the one in the toilet room, not throne, I close the blinds at night. And the reason I do that is because I'm always self-conscious about the fact that there is a light in the hallway that shines onto the window in the toilet room, not throne. And I don't like that. I don't know why, but I just don't. So I always used to close the door there to keep the light, or at least close it most of the way, to keep the light off of the window. And the blinds end up pretty much doing that. I think it's because I don't like somebody, the neighbors or whatever, to be able to see that I'm up and about. I don't know why, but it just annoys me or bothers me. So anyway, that's sorted. But you remember I talked about how one of my female relatives had been a bit iffy about the uncovered window in the bathroom, the main bathroom. And I said, well, you know, I'm not particularly fond of being exposed either, but I can certainly see why some people could be very bothered by it, because sometimes I am too. And so I wanted to have that. But what I realized is I've actually been feeling something quite similar in the ensuite. Not about people seeing me naked or whatever, because they can't with a frosted glass, but because the sink is in the corner right next to the window. Builder's fault. We won't go there. And So I was keenly aware, once houses were built behind me, I was keenly aware that they could probably see movement on my side of the window. And I just didn't like that. I didn't like the idea of people being aware that I was moving around in the house. I don't know why this bothers me. This goes back decades, probably all the way to my childhood, for all I know. But it does bother me. So I close the blinds at night anyway, and for much the same reason as the one in the toilet room, not thrown, and so that the light doesn't hit on the glass. And I realized I actually feel much more comfortable in there at night brushing my teeth with that blind. So I would rate those as a success as well, because I wanted to do them for a long, long time. And I think I said, I know I have it on my blog, that I looked into custom blinds that I would install myself, but I decided getting somebody else to do it was much more sensible. So that's what I did. And the only big thing that's still left now, of course, is the patio cover, which will be either next month or the month after. There's not much I can do about that now. In fact, apart from clearing the weeds from the patio area, and I have been working on that. I use the line trimmer along the entire bank on that side of the house, and it had the effect I hoped, which was it caused what was left to sort of dry up. But the only way to get it out was to dig it out by hand, and it's been so hot, especially when I couldn't cool down, I didn't feel like doing it. So I still have to get to that, but, you know, all things in their own time. Meanwhile, however, there is still the one remaining issue of the window screens, or the fly screens, as they're called here. I still haven't accepted or rejected the quote. However, I did go back and ask them for a quote on the cheaper magnetic screens for my bedroom. Yeah, that's what it was just my bedroom, because all the others were the magnetic ones. And they did that, and it is substantially cheaper. It's probably, off the top of my head, I'd say about $300 or $400 cheaper overall. But they have to come back to measure for them, because they didn't measure. I thought they did at the time, but apparently not. So that's not a big drama. And I'm not in a hurry to do it, especially because I'm not sure there's going to be that many days when it'll be pleasant enough to open the windows anyway. However, the experience of getting ready for the air conditioning and having to move things out of the way reminded me of how awful it will be to get things ready for them to install the screens. Not so much for my bedroom, that's all right, or the in the lounge area, that's fine too. Or the guest room, it's my office, because my desk is in front of the window and there's stuff everywhere, and I don't know that they're going to be able to get to it. So what I will probably, if I accept the quote and I'm leaning in that direction now, I will probably say to them, I'm in absolutely no hurry for this. They have to measure for the windows for my bedroom anyway. And, you know, basically whenever they can do it. And I'm hoping that if I have enough time, I might be able to get my office sorted before they're ready to do it. So it's no big drama. Because I think I've talked before, maybe I haven't mentioned this, I don't know. But my plan is, instead of having my desk in front of the window, to turn it at a right angle to the window so that basically I can walk right up to the window, and they could too. But also because then I won't get the sun in my eyes if I have the blinds open a bit in the afternoon. Not so much in the summer, of course, but yeah. So that's where we're at. That's, you know, everything is either done. Two things now are done, the blinds and the air conditioning. The patio cover is in process, you could say, and I still have to determine what I'm going to do about the window screens. Well, although I think I'm probably going to accept it, so next time you can find out. And then finally today, there was a news story which I think is kind of interesting. It's not terribly important, but here's the background. We have Uber here in New Zealand, as most countries do, and a group of drivers sued Uber to be treated as employees instead of contractors. Their argument was that the only flexibility they had was in logging in to accept driving assignments or whatever you call it, I don't know. And however, they are not paid holiday pay, they're not paid sick leave, they're not paid minimum wage, And a lot of the drivers were driving full time, but getting about half of the minimum wage. And so they sued and they won. Uber, of course, appealed, and it went to the New Zealand Supreme Court, which ruled in the driver's favor, that they are, in fact, employees. And so Uber is sort of scrambling to work out what it's going to do. It, at the moment, it only affects those drivers, and there aren't many of them, like 4 or 6 or 8, or I can't remember. It's not many. But international law experts think this could help establish a precedent for other jurisdictions, that they can't be treated as independent contractors and employees at the same time. It's basically one or the other. And if it's one or the other, then that is going to give them more flexibility. If they're truly independent contractors, then that means that they probably will be able to demand higher rates from Uber and certain other conditions. If they're employees, then they'll be entitled to whatever the jurisdiction requires, like minimum wage, annual leave benefit, sick leave, that sort of thing. So it'll be something to see how that plays out. I'm not a big fan of the gig economy, I must say. There is a difference between freelancing, which a lot of people, including me, have done, and being a true independent contractor and Uber and those and others of their ilk. It's a way to exploit workers without adequate compensation or safeguards, in my opinion. And so I'm quite keen to see how this ends up going. But that's all I'm going to say about it, mainly because that's the end of the line for right now, unless Uber decides to back out or whatever. And next time, I'll probably talk just about things going on in New Zealand that I haven't had a chance to talk about here. There are be a few things that I'll probably blog about first so that I have something I can refer you to if you want to know more details about those. In this particular case, I'll try to find a story about the Uber decision to include a link in the show notes, but I don't know that I'll remember to do it. So just be aware it's the New Zealand Supreme Court that ruled this in case you do, you're interested and have to search for it on your own for yourself, whatever. I don't think I mention this very often in the podcast itself, but the Ameren site, of course, is not secure. It doesn't have an SSL certificate. And it would cost about as much to get one of those per year as it would cost me for the hosting. So I can't justify doubling the cost, and I still haven't worked out what I'm going to do. So for the time being, if you go to the website, especially if it's through a browser like Google, it will tell you it's unsafe. And all you have to do is click on the, I've forgotten what it's called, like tell me more or something, and tell it to let you through. So just something to be aware of. You can get to it, but you're going to have to tell your, you may have to tell your browser to let you through. So that's it for today. That's it for this week. I expect to be back next week with a more ordinary podcast, not one talking about air conditioning, window screens, or toilet room not thrown, or thrown either. Talk to you soon. Ka kite anō. Bye. You can comment on this or any episode of the Ameren's Podcast at amerenspodcast.com, where you can also leave a voice message. You can visit and comment on the Ameren's Facebook page, or you can email me, with or without a voice message, at amerens@gmail.com. This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Network and is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.